8:26 on a Thursday. Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, John Boggs.
You know, Jeffrey O, I'm surprised you didn't tell our listeners that I'm the man with the face for radio.
You're the man with the face for radio.
One of our guests in the next segment is it Joanne? Yeah, it is. Joanne came up to me and said, "I got my hair fixed just to be on the radio."
You're such a savoir faire.
Emily. Bev.
Bev.
We have a cast of thousands coming up. I don't know how I'm going to handle this, but...
You know...
Actually, they all got their hair fixed radio.
Well, I want to tell them while they're listening, and just for you, John,
okay.
I missed the taste of Jay County last weekend.
You did?
I did.
Why?
Because I knew if you were there and you went through the line, there'd be nothing left. So I didn't go.
We have that didn't same problem it. Here at Ponderosa every Thursday morning, too.
Good going there, John.
Yeah, now I'm getting it on both sides. Hey, I have with me my co-chair for the United Way this year, Mark Clemens. And Mark, we're kind of pressed here for time, but let's talk a little bit about this year's campaign, what we're trying to accomplish, and why we think it's going to be just a great year for the United Way.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. And sorry about being late this morning. I had something at the office I had to take care of, but we made it. This year's campaign revolves around each individual in Jay County. The goal this year is to get $9 out of every single individual that lives in Jay County. If every single individual in Jay County gives $9, we'll reach our $200,000 goal. The nice thing about that $200,000 is every single cent of that money stays here in Jay County. All of our 22 member agencies is local agencies here in Jay County. So we can pretty much guarantee you that if you give that $9, it will benefit somebody in Jay County. And that's our goal this year.
You know, the one thing we attempted to do, and we couldn't do it, is find out how many people are touched by the 22 agencies. And when you start talking about the Heartland food pantry, the food giveaways, the family and community services, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Boys Club, the Girls Club, you haven't got enough fingers and toes.
Right. Well, one of the things that got me involved with the United Way is if you've seen the food drive that we have in Jay County here once a month, we feed 700 families.
Mm-hmm.
Just here in Jay County. Now, I can't guarantee all those families are from Jay County, but that line is 700 people long. I've been involved with the Boys Club. My sons went to the Boys Club for a very long time. And just to see the amount of kids that go through there on a yearly basis is just staggering. When you start seeing where that money goes and the agencies that it goes to, that's why we all help with United Way.
If you're going to give to any cause, and you don't know, you just want to make a difference, the United Way is a great way to do it because it ensures that the money goes to a local organization. It makes sure that it helps your neighbors, and you want to donate to the local United. We just got a voice message from one of our big fans here.
Yeah, Drew Hall's trying to call me. Sorry, Drew, I can't pick up. I'm on the radio. But Drew does a great job over in the Dunkirk area with United Way. John, just the United Way just helps so many people. This is a very giving community. If you've lived here for any length of time, you know that there's just a lot of giving here in this community. There's a lot of agencies that need help. One of the nice things about the United Way is that they help so many. They don't just help one cause. They help 22 causes. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to get what do we say, the bang for your buck?
It's the biggest bang for your buck.
It's the best way to just give as much as you can to your local community. So,
And for those of you who are not aware, if you have a certain organization that you're kind of partial to, you can designate that your gift go exclusively to that organization through United Way. It helps us reach our goal, the same amount of money goes to that organization. It's kind of like doubling up on your donation.
That's right. And the United Way in Aaron J. County takes new agencies every year. So if you think your agency needs help from the United Way, please come see us. I'm sure the folks here at the United Way would be glad to listen to your story and figure out how we could help you also.
Yep. So, yeah, if you are an organization and you want to see if you can participate at the United Way, you need to stop by, talk to Jane Ann Runyon. I think there are some forms to fill out, and then it goes before the board.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they make a designation. But on the collection side, the raising of funds, we're going to have a good year, aren't we, Mark?
We are going to have a good year. We've started off very good this year. I have a couple apologies to make. We're a little slow on getting our signs out this year. We've had some signs that need some repair, so we're working on that currently. And one of the other apologies I want to make is to all you small business and large business owners. In the attempt to reach everybody in Jay County, we've contacted multiple people multiple times. And sometimes it seems like I'm always asking you for money for the United Way, whether it's your business, whether it's you individually, or whether it's you as member of a service agency. We do a lot of asking, and we do apologize if we hit you more than once or twice, but all we're trying to do is to get everybody to be involved with United Way. Sometimes that person in the back office that never sees sunlight or daylight except for when they go home just doesn't get the opportunity to be asked. And when we're dropping off those packets, again, just to echo what you were saying earlier, we're just trying to reach everybody in Jay County. And if we could get $9 from every individual in Jay County, we could help so many more people.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's unfortunate that some of the biggest givers in this community are, you know, involved in a business and a service organization and professional and through leadership, and they get tapped several times by us, and it's not our intention to overwhelm people or ask them to give a disproportionate share. It's just we're trying to contact everyone. So I hope they understand, and certainly those who haven't heard about the United Way this year, if you are interested, give me a call at the radio station, or give Mark a call at Community Fiber Solutions, or call the United Way office. We'll make sure that you get the opportunity to get a pledge card.
Stop up at John Jay and see Jane Ann in the United Way office. She'd be glad to help you too. But again, this year is aimed at getting each individual to donate $9 towards this United Way cause this year to raise our goal somewhere around $200,000. And if I'm not mistaken, we're about 25-30% already there.
30%.
So this year has been very good. We're going to do the small business blitz this month. We're really excited about that. So all you business owners that have been contacted once or twice already, sorry, we're probably going to contact you again.
So, well, Mark, thanks for coming in. When we come back, though, we're going to be talking with the Indiana Extension Homemakers getting ready to celebrate their 100th year anniversary.
Wow.
We'll find out all about that.
That's awesome.
So, Jeff, right now we're going to go back to you. And, Mark, again, thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You live United.